Hey, everybody, and welcome to a brand new segment for us. This is Valued Nation's Market Update. Today, what's driving values? I'm your host, Charlie Johnson, bringing you the latest on U.S. property valuations for buyers and mortgage pros. Let's dive into how steady mortgage rates are slowing valuation growth as of this month. The average 30-year fixed rate is 6.923% as of May 9th. Down slightly from 7% earlier this year, but still really high from the good old days a few years ago. This makes affordability tough. Buyers are spending roughly 32% of their income on housing above the lender's 28% guideline. So what does this mean? Home price growth has dipped to 2.5% year over year in March, with forecasts of around 3.7% for 2025. For example, in Seattle, a $750,000 home now sees slower appreciation as high rates deter buyers, softening the valuations. Low inventory, 4.2 months per homes for our heroes, keeps prices elevated. But markets like Austin are flat or declining. Commercial valuations are facing similar pressure. Higher financing costs pushing lodging cap rates up to almost 10%. Mortgage pros, appraisals should reflect this cooling. So use comps from 2025 only to capture the current demand. And buyers, high rates favor new construction. Hear me now. Where builders offer rate buydowns or closing cost credits, jump at that. The MBA predicts rates may drop to 6.4% by Q4, but I wouldn't bank on it. Here's my tip. Buyers, target new builds for incentives like rate buydowns. And mortgage pros, use recent MLS comps to adjust for slower market growth, especially in places like Seattle or Phoenix. Check the National Association of Realtors or Zillow for local data as well. Very helpful. Well, that's it for me on this new segment for us at Value Nation. Join us next week for another market update. We'll be dropping one of these every single week. So like, subscribe, and share to stay ahead in the property valuation trend. Thanks.